Time again for Moments of Melody. This is your invitation to be our guest for the next 5 minutes. The police picked up a young ruffian in one of the vacant lots in New York, where he is beating up on a boy about half his size. They questioned him and learned where he lived, then went to his home. They found that his mother was out giving a lecture at one of the women's clubs on how to bring up children. Well, that reminds us of the verse in Song of Solomon. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but mine own vineyard have I not kept.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Compassion they fail not, as thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have been is thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have been is thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
Dear brothers, don't be too eager to tell others their faults, for we all make many mistakes. When we teachers, who should know better, do wrong, our punishment will be greater than it would be for others. If anyone can control his tongue, it proves that he has perfect control over himself in every other way. We can make a large horse turn about and go wherever we want by means of a small bit in his mouth, and a tiny rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot wants it to go, even though the wind is strong. So also the tongue is a small thing, but what terrible results it can cause. A great forest can be set on fire by one tiny spark. But no human being can tame the tongue. It's all ready to pour out its deadly poison. No human being can tame the tongue. Only God can do that. Have you ever asked Him to tame your tongue? Remember, first, He tames the heart.